Now it's muskie season across Wisconsin. Last weekend was opening weekend for the state's northern region. The season's been open in southern Wisconsin since early last month. The official state fish has a reputation for being hard to catch, but our next guest says the odds for anglers may actually be getting better. Zach Lawson is a fisheries biologist for the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. Zach, thanks for joining us.
You bet. Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
So some people might be intimidated by their chances of catching a muskie. What's your case for going out now that the season is upon us around the state?
Well, right now is a pretty good time to get out and start hunting for muskies. You know, we've got most populations throughout the Northwoods have kind of wrapped up their spawn, and a lot of those fish have recovered from spawning and now are you know, in their post-spawn feeding pattern, if you will. And that makes a lot of those fish in very shallow areas and a lot more accessible to anglers. So it's a good time of year to get out there and try to hook up with a muskie.
Now, the muskie fisher folk out there know all about them, but for everybody else, can you give us a little muskie 101? Describe them, tell us about them, and why people love to fish for them.
Well, muskie, they have quite an allure about them. They're, you know, they're fabled as kind of the fish of 10,000 casts, and they're this big, predatory, toothy, mean critter that's in very low densities in a lot of our in our lakes and rivers in Wisconsin, and so just not being able to run into them very often historically, they kind of just have this mystique about them, and so to even see a muskie, you know, is quite a thing. But you know, nowadays, as angling has become a little bit better for them in terms of catch rates and the amount of quote unquote action anglers might see, you know, it's just a ton of fun is the only way to really to put it. And so once you hook up with a muskie, you'll never forget it. And you'll just want to keep doing it more and more and more.
Now, I saw a picture of you a few years back with a muskie that looked like you could get a pretty good workout bench pressing that guy.
Oh, that's right. Yep. Obviously, muskie anglers try to very frequently go after the largest individuals that they can find. And so it can be a real tussle when you tangle with one.
Well, what do we know about how the muskie population is doing statewide?
Well, as I just mentioned, you know, muskie fishing previously used to be sort of thing where you might go weeks or months without even seeing a fish. And these fish naturally occur in really low densities in our systems. But in the course of, say, maybe the late 70s and in 1980s and 1990s, a lot of muskie anglers started adopting this catch and release ethic. And through that effort and through learning a lot, as you know, through management agency and as research continued to build, we learned a lot more about how to better manage these species and fisheries. And through, you know, the course of time, nowadays we find ourselves in really the good old days of muskie fishing. And so, you know, really in starting in maybe the 2000s to present day, we've noticed in a lot of our survey work that, you know, muskies are more prevalent on the landscape than they used to be. And angler catch rates have really, increased. So it takes a lot less time for anglers to go out and successfully catch a muskie. And so our fisheries, you know, for the most part in northern Wisconsin are in fantastic shape and some of the best, you know, providing some of the best fisheries that they ever have. So things look good for anglers out there.
And briefly, what do first timers need to know about the rules as far as when, how, and what to catch, when to catch and release?
Well, anglers should definitely be aware of the size limits, size and bag limits. So kind of the blanketed regulation is a 40-inch minimum length limit and a one fish daily bag limit. But there are muskies being a trophy species. There are a lot of special regulations out there. You'll see in some areas, for example, a 50-inch minimum on some lakes. And then you'll see in a lot of our action waters, quote unquote action waters, where they're at higher densities, you'll see, for example, a 28-inch minimum. So you need to be aware of the specific water body that you're on and what the harvest, the size limit is for that respective water body. And other than that, you know, need to be aware of when the season is open. Obviously, you just mentioned that muskie season just opened last weekend. And will go in northern Wisconsin until the end of the calendar year, so the end of December, through open water only. So good to pick up a regulations packet and comb through things for where you're going to be fishing to know exactly. But those are the major regulations to kind of sidebar with.
And in just our last half a minute or so, Zach, I understand Wisconsin maybe set some world records when it comes to muskies.
That is true. That is very true. Yep. Well, back in the day, currently the current world record is definitely, you know, came from Wisconsin. And, you know, the next world record might be swimming out there. We've got a lot of systems like Green Bay that are pumping out a lot of big fish. And so no doubt there could be the next world record swimming around right now.
Zach, thanks a lot for sharing this with us today.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
That was Zach Lawson. He's a fisheries biologist for Wisconsin's Department of Natural Resources. He was with us today to talk about the beginning of muskie season in Wisconsin and how the muskie population is doing across the state. If you happen to catch that world record muskie, let us know about it. We'll talk to you. Email ideas@WPR.org.